Welcome to our podcast, where we dive into the realm of cybersecurity, exploring the threats, challenges, and solutions to keep our digital world secure. In recent news from the Electoral Commission, it has been disclosed that the personal details of nearly 40 million UK voters were compromised in a year-long undetected cyberattack on the Commission. The breach enabled hostile actors to access a substantial amount of data from the UK Electoral Register, including names and addresses of voters dating back to 2021. Additionally, internal emails and copies of voter data were compromised. The Commission has admitted to being targeted by cyberattackers, further confirming the occurrence of unknown entities infiltrating their email servers. As a response to the breach, an apology was issued by the Electoral Commission, coupled with a warning regarding potential unauthorized use of the disclosed personal information. They have also urged the public to maintain vigilance and monitor for any signs of unauthorized utilization of their personal data. The incident serves as a stark reminder of the ongoing threat to secure sensitive data faced by organizations. To counter such attacks in the future, the Electoral Commission is emphasizing the need for strengthening security measures. It is hoped that these provisions will prevent similar incidents from happening in the future. The White House is taking significant action to address the ransomware crisis affecting U.S. public schools. It recently organized its inaugural summit specifically devoted to addressing the worrying trend of data breaches and theft of sensitive student information in the education sector. The summit represented a key step in confronting the escalating threat of cyberattacks in educational institutions, which have increasingly led to disruptions in learning and breaches of student and family privacy and security. In attending to this urgent matter, the summit brought together a diverse group of experts, educators, and government officials. Their shared mission was to strategize and develop initiatives designed to protect student data and improve cybersecurity in K-12 schools. The White House's active approach includes introducing new initiatives to bolster cybersecurity in K-12 schools proactively. These initiatives are committed to equip schools with the necessary resources and support to deter and effectively respond to cyberattacks. Through enhancing cybersecurity protections, the administration seeks to mitigate the growing risks posed by cybercriminals targeting susceptible systems in public schools. The White House's direct action towards the ransomware crisis, including this summit and the launch of new cybersecurity initiatives, underlines their commitment to secure the educational infrastructure of the United States. By focusing on the safety of students' data and privacy, they are ensuring that educational institutions continue to run smoothly, and students and their families can trust in the security of their information. As cyber threats continue to adapt and present considerable challenges to various sectors, including education, the White House's proactive steps to reinforce cybersecurity within public schools are notable and necessary. In the latest news from Mayanai Heshua Medical Center, we bring you updates on a recent ransomware cyberattack that took place. Thankfully, although this attack caused an outage in the hospital's computer systems, patients and essential medical equipment remained unaffected. The IT department at the hospital in Bnei Brak has since successfully halted the attack and is diligently working to clean and restore the affected computers. They are focused on minimizing any potential disruptions to daily operations. It's unfortunate that Israeli hospitals, like many other global organizations, are not immune to these substantial cyber threats. However, it is reassuring to see swift responses implemented to contain and mitigate the impact of such incidents. Stay tuned as we continue to follow this story closely, providing updates with available information. As always, keep abreast of the latest news straight from Mayanai Heshua Medical Center. In the latest from Google News, the technology giant is that it is rolling out a new dashboard designed to let users effortlessly remove their personal information from search results. This initiative is a part of Google's ongoing commitment to enhance user privacy and better manage personal data. Meanwhile, Android 14, the newest version of Google's mobile operating system, introduces several advanced cellular security measures. These are particularly designed to ensure the protection of business-related data and communications. In the face of rising cyber threat incidents, these enhanced security features are geared towards safeguarding sensitive corporate information and maintaining secure communication channels for working professionals. In a noteworthy development, Google issued a warning about an emerging trend among cyber attackers. Google points out that attackers are adopting a tactic called versioning to circumvent the Play Store's malware checks. They infiltrate devices and possibly compromise user data by taking advantage of older versions of approved applications. This serves as a cautionary note for Android users to keep their apps updated to the latest version regularly. In a related story, a recent investigation has found that invisible ad fraud within Google Play applications is impacting millions of Korean Android users. Ad fraud is a grave issue that drains advertisers' finances while delivering no actual value to users. This discovery underlines the urgent need for tough measures and continuous watchfulness in fighting fraudulent activities on all platforms. To provide insights on the security upgrades introduced with Android 14, Google has provided an official explanation. According to Google, these new cellular connectivity security features are crucial in tackling diverse attacks that exploit vulnerabilities in wireless communications. Android 14, by integrating these protective measures, aims to enhance security and protect users' data and privacy. So, that wraps up our Google Sphere News Roundup. Watch this space for more updates on the ever-evolving landscape of technology and how it continues to shape our lives. Latest updates from Microsoft reveal multiple critical vulnerabilities in various software. These include undisclosed faults in Microsoft Server 2008 R2 SP1 and Microsoft Windows Server 2022, which leads to compromised data. Fixing these requires the necessary patches to be applied. Another undisclosed flaw in the Microsoft Windows Server 2022 fax service can lead to unauthorized remote code execution. Even though no current exploit is available, it's essential to ensure this vulnerability is patched preemptively to maintain secure systems. The Microsoft Windows also has a discovered fault that permits unauthorized remote code execution. As with previous vulnerabilities, patching is critically advised to combat this issue. Further vulnerabilities have been disclosed in Microsoft.NET and Visual Studio, Microsoft Windows Server 2022 message queuing, and the Microsoft Azure HD Insights Apache Ambari. These faults can lead to denial of service or can be exploited through the manipulation of unknown data. Timely application of patches is recommended to prevent any potential disruptions. A localized vulnerability in Microsoft Windows Defender has also been identified, which might lead to an increase in privilege escalation. Addressing this requires the immediate application of provided patches to reduce the related risk. In Microsoft Office LTSC 2021 Outlook and Microsoft Message Queuing, information disclosure vulnerabilities have been detected. Even though there are no known exploits, the necessary patches should be applied to ensure system security. A remote execution vulnerability specifically in Outlook and Microsoft Office has been identified too. The exploitation leads to attackers executing malicious code, presenting a significant threat. Considering this, it's crucial to keep your Microsoft Office updated. This month, Microsoft and Intel have spearheaded the release of security fixes to address these vulnerabilities, bolstering the safety of their products and systems. The Microsoft August 2023 patch Tuesday encompassed correcting these vulnerabilities, with 74 vulnerabilities fixed, including two which were already under exploit. This emphasizes the substantial need for immediate and continuous patch application to safeguard systems. Be sure to stay informed and secure through these developments in Microsoft. In the latest Siemens news, there have been crucial updates concerning the security vulnerabilities identified in numerous Siemens software and products. Firstly, a PSM file information disclosure vulnerability was discovered in Siemens SolidEdge SE 2023 before a specific update. Unknown entities can exploit this vulnerability to manipulate data and disclose sensitive information. Additionally, another critical vulnerability was identified in the DWG file handler component of the SolidEdge SE 2023 software, potentially compromising the software security through a buffer overflow exploit. In response, Siemens users are advised to implement proactive security measures. Secondly, a local buffer overflow vulnerability was identified in Siemens JO2GO SolidEdge SE 2022 and Teamcenter visualization, affecting their ASM file format. No known exploit has been reported yet, but Siemens strongly recommends users to install an upgrade to mitigate this vulnerability. Also, a denial of service vulnerability was located in Siemens Parasolid and Teamcenter visualization, affecting the X_T file format. This highlights the importance of securing file formats within Siemens products. Moreover, Siemens SolidEdge SE 2023 before a specified update was also found to suffer from an information disclosure vulnerability. Siemens strongly advises installing a patch to mitigate this vulnerability and safeguard sensitive data from exposure. Lastly, the company announced the release of fixes for a numbered amount of vulnerabilities discovered in their RuggedCom products, aiming to bolster the security and stability of the products against potential threats. It is key for RuggedCom product users to promptly apply these fixes to maintain superior security standards. That concludes the current update on Siemens news related to security vulnerabilities. Stay connected to our podcast for more updates. In recent Interpol news, we've seen significant progress against cybercrime. Interpol, cooperating with top-notch cybersecurity companies, has effectively shut down the infamous 16-shot phishing as a service platform. This unified action has terminated a fraudulent scheme that accommodated roughly 70,000 individuals to partake in phishing activities. Phishing is a detestable strategy used by cybercriminals to trick unsuspecting targets into delivering sensitive data such as usernames, passwords, and credit card details. 16Shop catered to this platform, enabling criminals to conveniently devise and distribute phishing campaigns. This operation's magnitude is indeed overwhelming. But thanks to Interpol's diligent efforts alongside their cybersecurity sector associates, this criminal enterprise has stopped at last. The collaboration highlights the expanding significance of international teamwork in battling cybercrime. Given the escalating sophistication and globality of cyber threats, it is critical for both law enforcement and private sector entities to collectively counter these illicit activities. Interpol's crucial role in directing the inquiry and subsequent action against 16Shop represents their commitment to safeguarding the digital environment against fraudulent and illicit activities. Through decommissioning this phishing as a service platform, numerous cybercriminal activities have been disturbed, sending a robust signal against such activities. This victorious operation spotlights the ongoing challenges in the sphere of cybersecurity. With criminals constantly exploiting technology for illegal purposes, it's crucial for organizations and individuals to stay alert, adopting anticipatory actions to counter phishing attacks. Stay updated for more progress in cybersecurity and crime prevention. Thank you for listening to this episode on cybersecurity, where we discuss the importance of protecting yourself online and the evolving challenges in today's digital world.